This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, OPM has issued a guide on the president's executive order on employee firings. The nation's largest veterans group says the VA chief needs to go. And three companies have won a spot on a $496 million Defense Department R&D contract. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian, in for Eric White. Regulations implementing pieces of the president's 2018 executive order on employee firings are now final. The Office of Personnel Management is out with a guide to help federal managers better understand them. OPM reminds agencies that they're still expected to help poor performers improve, and they're supposed to make better use of probationary periods when hiring new employees. OPM says it'll work with the Chief Human Capital Officers Council to educate agencies about the new disciplinary procedures. Federal employees get an early gift for the holidays. More from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
Most federal employees will have off this year on December 24th, Christmas Eve. President Trump made the announcement Friday in an executive order. The move is relatively rare. Presidents in recent years have opted to give federal employees a half day off when Christmas falls on a Friday, not a full day. Of course, not all federal employees will have the day off. Those who are considered essential are still expected to report to work. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
A renewed call from Capitol Hill for more timely information about cyber attacks against federal networks. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
Two senior senators want to update the Federal Information Security Management Act, or FISMA, to clarify when and how agencies must report data breaches. Senators Gary Peters and Rob Portman introduced the Federal System Incident Response Act to add more transparency and accountability to federal cybersecurity. The bill also would further the requirements for how much and the kinds of information shared with OMB and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA. The goal is to ensure that attacks against one agency can be compared to other agency incidents. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Three companies won a spot on a $496 million research and development contract from the Defense Department. The Research, Development, Test and Evaluation, Engineering and Technical Support, or RETS vehicle, is a five-year small business set-aside contract that features seven functional areas, including modeling and simulation, mission engineering, and data management and analysis. The three firms, American Systems Corporation, Applied Research Associates, and Modern Technology Solutions, will vie for task orders to bring advanced technologies and capabilities to the military much more quickly. The nation's largest veterans organization says the VA chief needs to step down. More from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
In a statement this weekend, the national commander of the American Legion called for the resignation of Secretary Robert Wilkie and several other VA officials. The Legion joined several other veterans groups who made similar demands last week. An IG report found Wilkie sought to discredit a female veteran who complained about being physically assaulted at the Washington, D.C. Medical Center. Wilkie refused to cooperate with that investigation. The report indicates he thinks the complaint was politically motivated. The veteran who was assaulted worked for a Democratic member of Congress. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
The Navy says it's called off the search for a member of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. The family has identified the missing sailor as Aviation Ordnance Airman Apprentice Ethan Goolsbee of San Antonio, Texas. The Roosevelt went back to sea from San Diego just last week after a difficult deployment that sidelined the ship and its crew during a coronavirus outbreak. The Navy and Coast Guard searched 607 square miles of ocean before changing Goolsbee's status to deceased. A new rule for federal contractors draws scrutiny from top Democrats. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
A final rule from the Labor Department gives federal contractors organized around faith-based activities more latitude to hire employees who share their religious beliefs. The rule goes into effect in January, but top House Democrats say the final rule makes it easier for contractors to discriminate against prospective minority, women, and LGBTQ employees. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll work with the Biden administration to overturn the rule. The Labor Department says the final rule never allows discrimination on the basis of race. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
A bill highlighting when foreign entities lease office space to agencies for high security use is headed to the president's desk. The Secure Federal Leases Act would require the General Services Administration to set up a verification system to identify property owners if agency tenants store sensitive information in their leased office space. The bill from Senators Gary Peters and Rob Portman stems from a 2017 Government Accountability Office report that found foreign actors could gain access to classified operations and sensitive data in these lease facilities. Find these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus on our coronavirus resource page. I'm Peter Masurlian, in for Eric White.